From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. On the same day, a federal appeals court overruled itself and voted to block two Missouri abortion restrictions. The state advised Missouri abortion providers that they will have to abide by a new restriction. Dan Margulies has more.
On Monday, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services informed doctors providing medical abortions that they will have to contract with OBGYNs to treat complications arising from the procedure. Studies show that medical abortions, which typically involve a combination of two pills, are among the safest medical procedures. The agency says it's enacting the requirement under Senate Bill 5, which was passed during a special session called earlier this year by Governor Eric Greitens. The agency announced the new requirement on the same day a federal appeals court declined to lift an injunction blocking two other Missouri abortion restrictions. One requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The other requires abortion clinics to meet the standards of surgical centers. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
The University of Missouri School of Law will partner with the MU Family Impact Center to provide free estate planning to residents of Boone County and surrounding areas this fall through the Mizzou Law Pro Bono Estate Planning Program. 10 current law students with the supervision of law professor Cynthia Barkett will meet with clients who are seeking estate planning services. The students will prepare wills with an emphasis on persons who have children who are minors. Last year, the estate planning program helped 20 clients. All services are free of charge. The Columbia Police Department held its first Building Stronger Beats community meeting Tuesday night. Lieutenant Eric Hughes led the meeting at the New Haven Elementary School for residents of Southeast Columbia. The meeting was sparsely attended, but Hughes says the community has responded well to the sessions. Hughes says the meetings are an opportunity for community members and police to say what their issues are and are a chance to meet to find solutions. The biggest crime issue in Southeast Columbia is currently theft from unlocked cars, Hughes says. The next meeting in the series will be at West Middle School on Thursday at 7 p.m. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is asking the Board of Aldermen to spend $1.3 million so her office can appoint a team to investigate all incidents involving officer use of force. Gardner told the Board of Aldermen's Public Safety Committee the unit would be made up of 5 investigators, 4 prosecutors, and 2 support staff. Gardner says the police and community, quote, deserve an objective, fair, and transparent investigation. Gardner's proposal comes several weeks after a St. Louis officer was found not guilty in the shooting death of a black man, which has sparked protests since. Governor Eric Greitens' deputy chief of staff will leave his position for a new job. Caleb Jones is stepping down from Greitens' staff to become vice president at the Association of Electric Cooperatives. Jones stepped down as a state representative for Columbia in January to become a Greitens staff member. In a release, Greitens says he's grateful for Jones' service. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.